Hey, do you prefer to find the joy in life, or do you just want some help with that? If so, you're in the right place. So come on in and join the Joy Bunny clan. This is the My Slice of Life podcast. Hello, and welcome to the My Slice of Life podcast. My name is Sharon, and I am your Highland host. This week is something a little different. Something which made me think about things in a very different way when I was doing the research on mermaids. Yeah, I've got to tell you, I thought about the topic and I wasn't sure. And I did some digging and I found out this is something that probably should be talked about. So stay tuned to find out why. Just before we get to it, I would like to point out, if you're new here, that this isn't a paranormal channel. In fact, I cover a range of topics. As the title suggests, I'm coming to you from my slice of life. So I bring you things which I find interesting, and I hope you will too. This is actually the fourth season of the podcast. So if this is your first listen, go back and check out the other topics that I've covered, because there's bound to be something else there that will catch your eye. You could even follow the podcast, so you will be sure not to miss out. And speaking of missing out, share this little old podcast with someone else, will you? So they don't miss out either. Okay, back to the mermaids. I think I should start by telling you that in my head, I had pictures of fishermen in boats with some lovely looking fish lady nearby, and that was about it. So I did a little digging to see if there was really anything else to find out. And oh boy, was there. Turns out there are a lot of encounter stories, information and so on, if you know where to look. So let's go back a little. Usually a mermaid is described as half very attractive woman, half fish. But it does seem like at some point in history, they've been mixed up with the sirens from Greek mythology. The sirens are known for using their enchanting songs, which they use to lure fishermen and anyone else to a watery grave. However, sirens are half woman, half bird, not fish-like at all. It seems to be around the time of the Romans that the stories began to get altered. For example, they had Triton. He was a merman who was the son of Poseidon, and he was a messenger of the sea, often shown as a muscular man on the top half and as a fish on the lower half of his body. But if you think it was just the Romans describing these creatures, you would be very wrong. And this is where I really got thinking. You see, these creatures have descriptions going way back in time and from all over the place. Here's some examples. In African folklore, they have a water spirit called Mami Wata, which is a mermaid-like entity. The name means Mother Water. Kind of sounds like that, you can make that out. And she's seen as a guardian of the waters and bestows blessings on her devotees, bringing healing and good fortune, good things like that. In Slavic folklore, they have something called Rusalki or Mafkas. They are believed to inhabit the lakes and streams of Eastern Europe. These are described as beautiful maidens with long flowing hair, often portrayed as vengeful and dangerous, with some believing they are actually the spirits of drowned women who want others to meet the same fate. So, not so nice. Okay, so over in Japan, they have what's called the Ningyo. I think that's how you pronounce it. Sorry if I got that wrong. And they're not really like the Western version of the mermaid at all. The Ningyo means human fish or mere person. It's similar in that the top half of it is human. The bottom half is that of a fish, but it has a monkey type of mouth with like really small teeth and horns on its head, scaly arms and clawed hands. And it is seen as a harbinger of misfortune. So again, not a good one, not a good thing at all. Now it's said even Christopher Columbus reported encountering mermaids on one of his expeditions. In his own journal dated the 9th of January 1493, he states he saw three mermaids on the coast of the Dominican Republic. Now, even though many sailors have reported encounters for years, the sighting reported by Columbus has since been put down to manatees. Yeah, I don't really know if I should make a comment here or not, but have you seen the manatee? I'm not being funny, but even on my worst day, I don't think I would be mistaken for one. And what Christopher Columbus would have seen, if you go by the lore, would have been a beautiful woman. So, the experts say manatee. Okay, I'm going to move on. You would be forgiven for thinking all that was in the past. We know better today. They were just stories, and I was thinking that way myself, until I found a few stories online. Now, I know you've got to, you know, you need to take precautions when you're reading anything online, but similarities were cropping up all over the place. It wasn't so much the YouTube channel that I was on or the story that I was reading. It was in the comments from others. Now, yeah, there were some obvious jokes and a few good hoaxes. There were some, actually quite a lot, which did not seem to be making fun of it or joking about it at all. And they seemed to be coming from very specific places. In Haiti, for example, they are big believers in mermaids, and I used to always associate mermaids with the sea, ocean, that was it. But they say no, you can find them in rivers too, so it's not just the ocean. In fact, they are told from childhood, you never go to the river with jewellery on. And you think, well, why not? Why can't you go with jewellery? It's because the mermaids will think it's a gift for them. You might think that sounds a bit strange, but hold on, bear with me. Now, according to the people of Haiti, mermaids are evil, just pure out-and-out evil. In Haitian Creole, they are called medlo, which means owner of the water. And one story I did see was from a woman. She said this happened to her when she was around 11 years old. So she went on holiday with her father to a place called St. Mark, which is on the west coast of Haiti. She said she was wearing her mother's wedding ring. I don't know what happened to the mother. She didn't say. I wasn't there to ask her. Don't know. So she goes on holiday with her dad. Now, according to her, at some point she went into the water with this wedding ring on, and she swears something came up really quickly and just snatched the wedding ring off of her finger. Now, notice it snatched the wedding ring. It didn't bite her. It didn't, you know, whatever this thing was, she had no marks from like a fish bite or, and I mean, if a fish is going to jump up, do fish jump up and bite your fingers? I don't know. But whatever this was, it was coming up specifically for the ring, according to this woman. She swears it was a mermaid that came up and took that ring from her finger. And according to her, kids in Haiti are told to not stay near water, especially on their own. Now, that incident could be put down to a couple of things, I know. But from the comments, the videos, the stories that I saw, I did put together a list of what seem to be accepted facts of mermaids. Make of it what you will. It seems the Caribbean or Caribbean waters are full of them because of the voodoo and the black magic that's practiced in the area. I'm going on what I was been reading and what I've been told. I haven't been there, so I can't say for sure, but we know Haiti has a link to voodoo. I think that's pretty standard knowledge. And Haiti and Jamaica are actually highlighted in particular as two places where these things are encountered a lot. However, other places which have similar beliefs and practices also have mermaids in their waters. And South Africa was one that came up time and time again. There were also reports from Guyana and Nicaragua, which seemed to come up frequently as well. And like I said, it seems to be the same sort of places that were coming up over and over. Now, the facts, in inverted commas, that I'm giving you, they come from a Haitian woman, but they seem to be agreed upon by other people from all the places that I've just given you. So here's another one. People can be abducted by mermaids. And if one takes you, you will be able to breathe under the water because you'll be in their world. So, you know, that won't be a problem. But they want to make you their servant. And here's where things get a little tricky. If you've been a servant and you're let go, you have to go back to them at some point to serve again whenever they tell you to. You don't have a choice. And if you don't, you won't be able to go near water again, any body of water, because they come and get you and take you by force. Now, apparently this is a deal which is made with the mermaid, and if you do go near water after breaking a deal with one of them, they can either, they'll drown you, take you back to be their slave forever, or take you and sell you to another mermaid. Some people have made deals with mermaids where they agree to send their children to serve them in some way. However, if they fail to keep up with their end of the deal, say they change their mind, the mermaid can either make the child their permanent servant or sell them to another mermaid. Either way, that child's not coming back. Apparently, a few people have come back after being a servant in their world, but some of them couldn't speak. And for some, this lasted for around a year, but for some others, their silence was permanent. The few who did manage to talk have spoken of a world underwater where they were kept as slaves. Basically, humans are a commodity to mermaids to be used or sold as they see fit. Generations of Haitian children have been told that if they are taken to be a slave, they should act dumb and do the opposite of what has been asked. For example, if you're asked to bring salt, you bring them sugar. If you're told to go and tidy up an area, you make it messy, you make it look worse. The theory is that the mermaid would then think that the child is useless and so return them. But, according to some, this can backfire because the child could get killed for being useless or sold on. There were a lot of reports about hearing singing, like with the sirens, which people said they could feel physically pulling them into the water. They just were drawn to it, couldn't stop themselves. One lady even said she was physically taken by a nice lady, in inverted commas, who said she was going to teach her to swim. After hearing the music, she just went with this woman, and if the family hadn't intervened, she was sure she was going to be taken. Apparently they were quite far from shore when she was rescued. So, to summarise, don't go near the water if you hear singing or music, no matter how lovely it sounds. Don't wear jewellery when you go to the water, be that ocean, river, lake, whatever. Any body of water counts when it comes to mermaids. Don't go near the water at night, and don't go near it at noon either. Yeah, that was new to me too. I've never heard that before. Now, there are some very interesting videos on YouTube. Some are obviously people trying to get the clicks and doing their best to come up with a hoax. But there's one channel that I found really interesting, and it's from a fisherman. His channel is called Simply Spring. And I'm not sure what to make of his videos. He shows a lot of weird videos in general, but there are some he has done from when he's on the ship, or a fishing boat, whatever you want to call it. In one video in particular, you can hear this weird noise. It's like music or singing, and he's running around the boat trying to locate where the sound is coming from. He's shouting back to them as well. And I don't know, his reactions seem genuine. The way he's acting, it seems genuine. And I know there's a lot of hoaxes, like I said, but go and have a look at his videos. Simply Spring. You'll need to find the mermaid ones. I didn't note down what they were called, but you'll find them. It won't be hard. I don't know. See what you think of them. I'd be interested to hear what you think. And so with that wraps up this week's episode all about mermaids. I'm not sure about this one, to be honest. I'm not. I initially thought it was just a story, but after seeing so many people from like different places telling the same thing, I'm starting to wonder. Maybe it's just going to be another one of those mysteries that we never get to know the truth about. So, with all that being said, please leave this episode a like and leave a comment to let me and others know what you think about mermaids, and check out my links in the description. Come on over to the blog. You'll get a lot of content there, ranging from gardening, movies, poetry, stories from my slice of life, dog talk, lots and lots of different things. There's something for everybody, so I hope to see you there. So until next week, friends, which, trust me, you do not want to miss next week's episode, you take care of your wee self.